everyone. Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. That was a tune that we called Cattle Stop. That's a Hamilton County Bluegrass band recorded in Sydney in 1971. Alan Rhodes playing the low banjo. I was playing the high banjo. Graham Lovejoy playing guitar and Colleen Trevith on fiddle. Miles Ray on bass. And that was loosely based on an Eric Weisberg tune called, I think, Riding the Waves. Maybe not. I forget what the name was called. Anyway, we changed it around a little bit and put different bits in there and did it with the two banjos and thought that sounded like a whole lot of fun. So I hope you enjoyed that start, that tune for a start of the show. Welcome to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm glad you've joined with me to have an hour of some rather odd-sounding bluegrass music, which I'm sure is what you'd describe my collection of music. And I've picked some things out that I think you'll enjoy. And here's Seldom Seen from the album Seldom Scenic Routes, recorded in 1990. Slightly amended lineup these days. Well, in 1990, John Duffy on mandolin and Mike Aldridge dobro, Ben Eldridge on guitar and banjo, and they had Lou Reed playing guitar and singing a lot of the leads, and T. Michael Colburn playing the electric bass instead of Tom Gray on the double bass. And this was the sort of music they were doing in 1990, and we're going to hear a song called Distant Train. Sounds like this.
Stare chills me more than a lonesome whistle's whine. There's been more broken promises than cross ties to glory. I'm gonna catch the first train I can find. In the distance I hear a night train singing, the rhythm of the rails playing my heartbeat. Through the darkness I hear a lonesome whistle screaming. From a distance, I hear it calling me. So I guess I'll be moving along. In the distance I hear a night train singing, the rhythm of the rails playing my heartbeat. Through the darkness I hear a lonesome whistle screaming. From a distance I hear it calling me. From a distance I hear it calling me.
A real workout on the dobro, wasn't it? That was Seldom Seen doing the song Distant Train. Going to hear from the new vintage bluegrass band now from an album called Timeless. Came out in 1993, so provided it's lasted 30 plus years, we're fine. Russell Johnson on mandolin, superb player. Earl Llewellyn on guitar. Jan Johansson on fiddle. Gina Britt on banjo. And Zachary McLam on acoustic bass. Come from around the North Carolina area. They all sing. They're a great band. They do some real good standard type bluegrass that I really enjoy. And here they are doing a tune called Another Tear.
Thank you. make much sense. It's plain to see, my love, that the eagle light above me is guilty of another love affair.
Another tear somewhere there is falling. Another heart is breaking silently for you. Another love, just one, that's what they say, dear. Another tear is getting ready just for you.
Don't they have a good sound? Just very together and very almost relaxed at the same time as being quite exciting. I really enjoy that band, New Vintage Bluegrass Band. Well, back in the 1960s, bluegrass was really finding its place all over the world, really. It was mid-1960s that it found its way to New Zealand. But in the early 1960s in Los Angeles, you had a group called the Kentucky Colonels, featuring Roland and Clarence White, the great mandolin player and guitar player. And they had a bunch of friends that all played superb music. And I'm going to play a track, an instrumental track from the album Appalachian Swing. And it's lots of straightforward, well-known tunes. Played an instrumental version of them. Roland White plays mandolin. Clarence White plays lead and rhythm guitar. And his guitar playing was astonishing for the time. Billy Ray Latham played banjo. Excellent banjo player. Roger Bush played bass and banjo on some tracks. Bobby Sloan played fiddle and bass. He was later to be an integral part of J.D. Crow's bands. And Leroy McNeese, they played dobro, excellent dobro player. And here they are doing the tune I Am a Pilgrim. Great tune, and just listen to their instrumental work on this. are such good players, and that was such tiny guitar work and mandolin work on there. There was a White Brothers, Roland White, Clarence White, as part of the Kentucky Colonels, and playing I Am a Pilgrim. Well, the next band is a great idea. It's the Travelling Mercuries, and it's essentially Del Mercury's band, consisting of his son and sons and other musicians who do the travelling, and Del stays at home sometimes because he's about my age or a bit older and doesn't like the travelling so much these days. That the Travelling Mercuries, I think, is a great idea. And, of course, the band is superb. Ronnie Mercury does lead and harmony vocals and plays mandolin. Rob Mercury plays banjo. Jason Carter plays fiddle and does lead and harmony vocals. Alan Bartram, upright bass and lead and harmony vocals. Cody Kilby on guitar. And they do some great bluegrass music, of course, as you can imagine, being part of the Mercury heritage. And here they are doing a tune that's generally attributed to Doc Watson. It's one called Southbound, the Travelling Mercuries.
Old city, people that have to call it home, they're the ones I pity. Lord, I'm homesick, and the blues are the only songs I ever seem to play. I'm going out and walk the streets like a blister on my feet, southbound.
Band, aren't they? I wonder how much of the material crosses over, or how much the Travelling Mercuries have as their own songs that Del never participated in, and how many of the songs they have that they would do with Del Mercury singing lead, and they just substitute the vocals and do them differently. Interesting when bands cross over, it's seeing how much material crosses over as well. Let's hear from the Bluegrass Album Band. Third album called California Connection, it was 1983. And here they are doing a Flat and Scruggs tune, Down the Road.
Down the road too. I walk the soles right off my shoes. I don't know why I love her so. That gal of mine lives down the road. He owns a farm from the hog lot to the barn, from the barn to the rail. He made his living by carrying the mail. Now every day and Sunday too, I go to see my pearly blue. Before you hear the rooster crow, you'll see me heading down the road.
Bluegrass album band there with the Flat and Scruggs favourite. J.D. Crow do his best to emulate Earl Scruggs with every backup lick you ever heard, and some beautiful work up round the neck there, and just a delight to hear. They certainly did everything right. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. I've been living and listening to bluegrass music since the mid-1960s, right down here in Hamilton, New Zealand, and that's where this show comes from. Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand, and we're part of the Access Radio chain that goes all over New Zealand, and we trade shows with Canada, so we get to Canada as well, and this show gets to a few stations in the US as well, so you may be listening on any of those, but thank you very much for listening to me on the radio, and I hope you're enjoying my take on bluegrass music. And it's definitely my take on bluegrass music. All the music played on the show comes from CDs I owned, the old compact disc, which is out of style for everyone apart from me, I think, and albums, LPs that I got from way back in the 1960s and 70s and 80s, until the CDs took over, and I've got lots of albums too. And one day I just figured there's so much good music on there, it needs to be aired, and that's what you're hearing now. I hope you're enjoying my choices. I try and make it so that you're going to hear something different every show. Many of you regular listeners will note that the show that played last week was one from several years prior to last week, and that's because I felt a bit under the weather last Tuesday, which is the day I record the show on. So whenever I need a replacement show, I choose one from the archive of shows that was done on a date quite similar to the show that it needs to be. So I think the last week's show came from 2022, April 2022. That's really hard to say for a 79-year-old like me. Anyway, so you'll occasionally hear a show like that if I can't make it into the studio. But I'm in the studio now and playing a show, and I've got some LP music to play and some CD music to play. Let's get right on with it. Tony Ellis played banjo in Bill Monroe's Bluegrass Boys for a couple of years. Bill was just a teenager, or Tony was just a teenager when he played with Bill. But since then, he's been out to New Zealand, he's done all sorts of things, and he plays a very lyrical style of banjo and quite straightforward stuff, as well as a few old bluegrass tunes. And I really enjoy his playing. I love hearing that melody picked out nicely. And he did some music with male vocalist Dudley Connell. We all know Dudley from his work with the Johnson Mountain Boys, and more latterly with the Seldom Seen, but here he is doing a song called The Old Well, it's an old spiritual song called There's a Man Going Round Taking Names. Here's Dudley and Tony playing banjo. Great singing, of course, by Dudley Connell. The great picking by Tony Ellis. I loved the way he plays banjo. When he was in New Zealand, he stayed with me and he loved my Baldwin Ode banjo from 1966. And he really liked that banjo and, in fact, got Jeff Stelling to make him a walnut banjo too, one made out of really nice walnut wood. Tony Ellis, yes. I was in Australia recently, very fortuitously. I went over with my sister to share in her 80th birthday celebrations in South Australia, in Adelaide, just out of Adelaide, really. And while I was there, I had chance to meet up with one of the founding members of the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band with me, Mr. Leonard Cohen, who has been living in South Australia for decades and decades, and we had a lovely lunch together and talked music and old times and all that sort of thing, as you do these days. And of course, while he's over there, he's playing some music with the Old South Bluegrass Band, and I've got the album Live at the Boardroom in my hands. And it's interesting to read the notes on the album covers. This is what I like about CDs and LPs. They said, on a quiet Saturday in October 2011, Old South gathered in a large sun-filled room with recording engineer Nigel Sweeting and played a few takes of each track into Nigel's Newman, KM84, AKG D12, Sennheiser 441, and ME40 microphones. He even named all the microphones. Nigel recorded each cut on a Akai DR8 through Teal audio valve preamps and then mixed and mastered each track at Andrew Bayfield's Ashton Studio on an Akai DD1500 system. There were no overdubs or re-recordings. What you hear is Old South live and honest. And that's the way we used to do it, folks. And I'm interested to see that Leonard sort of learned from the early days of Hamilton County. We did two or three takes of a song, and if we got it pretty close, we said that was it. And that was always the way the masters worked. Bill Monroe, the Stanley Brothers, Flat and Scruggs would have done it the same way, and it wasn't until much later that the overdubbing and all that sort of stuff came into it. Anyway, I picked an instrumental because Leonard is a fine dobro player, and here he is doing a version of Vic Jordan's Pickaway. Ladies and gentlemen, the Old South Bluegrass Band.